Or are you ready? Or no?
I'm gonna tell you.
Okay, I'll pause. Zoom, you're on.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting in order. The Medina Township Trustees.
No longer being recorded.
This is an emergency meeting for April 6, 2021.
Now be recorded.
The time now is 6:46 PM. Can I please have a roll call?
Mike Stopa.
Here.
Chuck Johnson.
Here.
And we don't have a third trustee.
Two things on the agenda today. First one is approval of supplemental appropriations. It'll be done by resolution. So at this time, I'd like to move to adopt resolution number 04-06-2021-024 to approve the supplemental appropriation reallocation of funds from line 1000-1000-110-599 -0000 other expenses to line 1000-110-345-0000.
Mike, I'm sorry, can I interrupt you for a
sure.
second? Because I think you added an extra 1000 in there, so you're probably just gonna have to start over.
Okay. Oh, yeah, he had. All right.
I don't want you to get all the way.
Nope, that's fine. Yeah. So it should, okay. Nope. All right, so I'll start over with my resolution. So at this time, I move to adopt resolution number 04-06-2021-024 to approve the supplemental appropriations reallocation of funds from line 1000-110-599-0000 other expenses to line 1000-110-345-0000 advertising, total amount $2,000, and the supplemental appropriation reallocation of funds from line 2081-210-190-0000 salaries to line 2081-210-240-0000 unemployment comp totaling $3,000 and the supplemental appropriation reallocation of funds from line 2081-210-190-0000 salaries to line 2081-210-322-0000 trash removal totaling $500.
Second.
Discussion. So we didn't have enough money in our advertising to put in for the post for the trustee information looking for interest. So we had to move some money around. We didn't expect to have to put in these many advertisements already this year. So we're moving some money for that. And then we're moving some money in the police department fund for unemployment compensation. And then also for trash removal. We didn't have enough. By the end of the year, we won't have enough. So we're just moving it all this time. So we don't have to ask Angela to move it later on in the year.
And just for the public's sake, it is called garbage, the line item, just so
okay,
you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, when I read the title, PD garbage, I was worried about what we were going to talk about.
Yep, no. So that's what we're moving the funds for. Just this way we can get it all done at one time and save Angela.
Makes
have
sense.
To do it later in the year.
Correct.
Anything else on this?
Not right this time.
Roll call, please.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Now, this is not on the agenda, but I guess we can just go ahead and do it. I'll just open blankets for the advertising.
Yes.
Because you didn't advertise, but I have to have a blanket.
Okay.
You guys have to have a blanket in place.
Okay.
To,
yeah, we just have that one left, the post.
Mm-hmm.
Nick said he didn't know exactly what the cost was just yet, but.
No, but I'll just.
I mean, these are astronomically high in advertising. Do we have to advertise in both of them, or can we just amend what we said?
Well, you made the motion,
well,
too,
can
so.
We can always make another motion.
You either take that back or you advertise, because people are expecting the ad in both. So you decide that. But it's not on this agenda.
Yeah. So yeah, I would just.
I was just shocked at how expensive it was.
for the Gazette.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I was expecting maybe half of that.
I think, in all fairness, we really should put it out in both.
Right.
So I think no matter what, you just go ahead and do it. Is my suggestion, because that's what we said we were going to do. And it's the right thing. Unfortunately, the cost is unfortunate. I don't think the post will be as high, although they are taken over by the new people, so I'm not
going to be bad at them.
But, we want to go ahead and do what we said we're going to do. So my suggestion is to go ahead with that. So.
Anything else? Then next up was approval of payroll and discussion. So this time I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll check date 4-6 of 2021. Total amounts $1,548.27 with $437.80 in withholdings, deductions, liabilities. And I will incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, we have discussion on this. So our payroll rep is out of town this week, so I had to talk to the person assisting her. As you guys are aware, we get a lot of discounts. You know, Paychex and I have worked out where we get like more. We're at like a 69, I believe, 68 or 69% discount rate. However, the extra payrolls, they do not pass that along.
Okay.
This particular payroll, she was not able to give me an exact because only Jamie or rep can do that. But this particular payroll is going to run us, just for this one person, between $40 and $80. So the legal counsel that I've been working with has recommended that there's two things, that either the board adopt a policy that if payroll is ever to be run off cycle like this again, that the employee perhaps picks up the cost on that. The other thing being, though, and I brought this up at the last meeting, this now is two times in a row that we've had off-cycle payrolls. That causes me not only the work of putting the payrolls in, but now those payments, and I don't know how familiar you are, Chuck, with this, but Mike will know this, that has to go into the system, UAN. So instead of putting two payrolls in, I'm putting four payroll electronic payments in. So it's double the work. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if it's one person, because all of those line items have to be entered. The net pay, the state, federal, local taxes, Medicare, so it's, and then the payroll processing fee. So while I'm doing that, I'm taking time away from other township work that needs to be done, getting behind on that. So if there's, again, I said this on Thursday, there's only one of me. We all have other jobs. There's only so much time. I want to get people paid. This is not me trying to take a hard line on this, but we cannot keep doing this. So, I will try to get people paid as soon as possible, but then the board does also have to, I think, to decide how they want to handle this, because this is not fair to township residents to be putting these extra costs.
No, and the other thing is, too, is we all know, and the police officers and the administration over there, everybody knows now that we've been discussing this for months. And I also think that Jake's like the last straw right here. You know what I mean? We drew the line and said, hey, if you're either in or you're out, and if it's gonna keep coming in incorrectly, then there's gotta be repercussions to that too. And it's not only just to the officers, it's the people signing off on it. You know, they need to know when, 40 is 40 and when 40 plus 40 is 80. It's pretty simple stuff. And obviously there's errors on there. And the other problem that we've had, what we've already talked about, is we don't give ourselves enough time when they're turning these things in to even get the stuff corrected, And I know we talked about bumping the pay period back, and I know that's a big problem.
That's a problem with overs, yes.
The other route is we just gotta have them do their job and get it correct the first time and quit dilly-dallying on all these different mistakes. So, again, I want to get my officers paid too, but you got to do your job and fill out your stuff correctly and have your supervisors, double check it and get it all done before it comes to us, because then when it comes to us, it's a bottleneck. And then we got to start over, and then we got to go find whoever had to do what, and then we got to sign it. And it's an old story.
Right.
So.
Well, I did want to point out, I know Mike, you had mentioned on Thursday that there's nowhere in the township handbook or policy that says payroll's due on Monday.
Well, it said it was due on Monday, just didn't have a time. I was just questioning the time.
So Lexipol, you're familiar with Lexipol,
yes,
but that's
yeah.
where the police get their policies from. So Lexipol section 101.8.1.1, responsibility for completion of payroll records. Employees are responsible for the accurate and timely submission of payroll records for the payment of wages. Section 101.8.1.2, time requirements. All employees are paid on a biweekly basis, usually on Monday, with certain exceptions, such as holidays. Payroll records shall be completed and submitted to administration no later than 8 a.m. on the Monday after the end of the pay period, unless specified otherwise.
Okay.
So I don't know, I'm not sure why I'm having to find all the, like, why do I have to keep, like, here's the thing, we've done this for years, this has always been the case, but I'm not sure why there's this constant pushback, constantly, meeting after meeting. Like, this has never been a problem before.
I just asked
March of 2018.
I just asked last time in regards to the time, just because it's been done in the past where the trustees and I have not signed off on certain sheets until Thursday of a trustee meeting a lot of times.
Because we didn't have the accruals that were all over the place.
All I was doing was asking. Thank you for bringing the time to my attention now, and we'll make sure that we will have them to you by 8 a.m.
Are there any of the officers that we can get earlier? I know, because they're not all working on Sunday or whatever it is, right?
You have to get your department head to do his job and sign off on them.
That's what I'm saying.
Tell him to do his job.
So, you know, but at least we can get some partial ones, you know, done too. Then it's not a whole rush at the last day. Because Denny's guys are usually done.
Denny's payroll is, I mean, honestly, I could tell you there's been maybe one or two mistakes in the last 5 years since I've been here.
So, I wasn't getting at that. Just like when he turns it in, you know.
He normally turns them in on Mondays, unless there's a holiday. He's always gets it to me by Sunday or maybe even the Friday before.
And we don't have to worry about the errors as much either.
There's such a rare occasion that there's an error that I can't even. I have no complaints.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Roll call, please.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
So I would ask the board to, though, start. This guy, you can't keep pushing it down the road because we'll be having the same conversation.
We'll discuss at our next meeting. I'll have Nick put it on the agenda, and we'll talk about what we want to do with that.
And then again, I just want to reiterate that even if you... when you decide what you're going to do, if somebody's payroll is wrong, I can't promise that it will
Correct.
Be put in.
Right.
That's, there's just, like I said, if there's, you know, bank rec or budgeting things, those things have to come first. They absolutely have to.
I understand.
There's deadlines, and we can't, or OPRS reports, we can't get hit with huge penalties because of that, because one person can't get their timesheet. Correct.
So.
That's all there is to it. So.
All right. That's it for emergency meetings. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the Medina Township emergency meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 6:59 p.m.